Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, first we have some follow-up to the Apple Card Goldman Sachs story that we talked about yesterday. So yesterday, the story was that Goldman Sachs was set to face a fine from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over issues mainly about disputes on Apple Card. But the CFPB has now announced its full ruling and said that not only will Goldman Sachs be fined, but Apple itself will also be on the hook. In total, Apple and Goldman Sachs have been hit with $89 million in fines to what the CFPB describes as Apple Card failures. Goldman Sachs will be on the hook for around $64 million of those fines, while Apple will pay a $25 million civil money penalty. The CFPB is also banning Goldman Sachs from launching a new credit card unless it can provide a credible plan that the product will actually comply with the law. Through its multi-year investigation, the CFPB found multiple alleged failure points for Apple Card. It says that Apple failed to send tens of thousands of customer disputes to Goldman Sachs, and when those disputes were actually sent to the bank, it did not follow the numerous federal requirements for investigating the disputes. The CFPB says that Apple and Goldman launched the Apple Card despite third-party warnings to Goldman that the Apple Card dispute system was not ready due to technological issues. This is believed to be due in part to a carve-out in the contract between Apple and Goldman Sachs, which gave Apple the right to fine Goldman Sachs $25 million for each 90-day window the Apple Card launch was delayed. Goldman Sachs is also accused of misleading cardholders about refunds, leading customers to paying additional and unexpected interest, and that Apple and Goldman Sachs misled consumers about interest-free payment plans for Apple devices. You can hit the link in the show notes to find the full ruling from the CFPB. While Apple has issued a statement saying it strongly disagrees with the CFPB's characterization of its conduct, but nonetheless has aligned with them on an agreement. In other news today, Apple is adjusting its supply chain production of Apple Vision Pro, according to a new story from The Information. The report details that Apple has enough inventory built up to meet demand for the foreseeable future. Apple suppliers have reportedly made enough components for roughly 600,000 headsets, which is slightly above the initial estimates for 2024 shipments. The Information says that Apple recently told its assembly partner Luxshare that it might need to wind down manufacturing for Apple Vision Pro in November. Currently, Luxshare is making around 1,000 Vision Pro units per day, down from the peak of around 2,000 units per day. One employee cited in the report says that their factory suspended production of Vision Pro components in May based on Apple's, quote, weak forecast, and their warehouse remains filled with tens of thousands of undelivered parts, end quote. As previously reported, Apple has slowed down its work on a more dramatic refresh for Apple Vision Pro and instead focused on releasing a cheaper version of the headset as soon as next year. Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple is still aiming to release a spec bump version of Vision Pro with an M5 chip in 2025 as well. The numbers reported by The Information are in line with previously reported estimates for Vision Pro's first year production, if not slightly higher. Sources including the Financial Times and Ming-Chi Kuo suggested that first-year shipments and production would be around 400,000 to 500,000 units. The Information says that Apple has actually produced 600,000 units, and research from Counterpoint says that Apple will sell around 420,000 units this year. So Apple's plan is to sell through what Vision Pro inventory it's already made as it continues to ramp up work on a cheaper unit for 2025, and an M5 version for 2025 as well. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. The app shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your cards, including intelligent advice about which card to use for which purchase to maximize your savings. One of my favorite features about Card Pointers is the Safari extension, which puts all of that advice front and center as you're making a purchase. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has released the first developer betas of iOS 18.2 and macOS Sequoia 15.2. These updates include a number of major changes for iPhone users, including multiple new Apple Intelligence features, upgrades to the Mail app, and more. Most notably, iOS 18.2 builds on the first Apple Intelligence Foundation, launching Apple's generative image technology. Image Playground lets users create custom images from scratch using text prompts and theme suggestions in either an animation or an illustration style. Image Playground is available as a standalone application and is also integrated to apps like Mail and Messages. There's also Genmoji support, which is a feature that lets you generate custom emoji based on text descriptions. iOS 18.2 also brings ChatGPT integration to Siri. Apple says that Siri will leverage ChatGPT's expertise when beneficial, including answering world knowledge and understanding images and documents. You can also sign in to your ChatGPT account in the Settings app, as well as disable the prompt that appears every time Siri wishes to hand off a question to ChatGPT. Apple notes, however, that you are not required to log in with a ChatGPT account, nor are you required to use any of the ChatGPT integration whatsoever. Additionally, ChatGPT is integrated with writing tools, allowing you to generate text related to your chosen topics with a new Compose option. This integration also lets you use ChatGPT's image generation tools to create images in a wider variety of styles. There's also a new Describe Your Change feature for writing tools in iOS 18.2, which lets you be more specific about the changes you want Apple Intelligence to make to your text. For iPhone 16 users, the update adds a new visual intelligence feature that Apple first showed off last month. When you long press on the camera control, you'll activate this new visual intelligence mode to help you learn more about the things around you. You can take a picture of something, then choose to search on Google for similar images, or choose to send that image to ChatGPT to learn more. Moving beyond Apple Intelligence, iOS 18.2 Beta 1 also brings big changes to the Mail app, including new on-device categorization options. The Mail app can now automatically organize and sort your emails into four different categories: primary, transactions, updates, and promotions. There are also larger contact pictures in the Mail app, as well as a new digest view that pulls together all relevant information from a single business. iOS 18.2 also includes a few other interface tweaks in the Mail app, such as clearer separation between new and old emails. iOS 18.2 lets users set default apps for messaging and calling worldwide. This is managed through a new defaults menu in the Settings app, where in the United States, you can set defaults for email, messaging, calling, call filtering, the browser, passwords and codes, and keyboards. For iPhone 16 Pro users, iOS 18.2 unlocks the upgraded voice memos experience that Apple showcased last month, allowing you to layer multiple tracks on top of each other and choose to separate those layers after they've been recorded. There are a number of other smaller changes in iOS 18.2 Beta 1, and we've rounded them all up at the link in the show notes below. The update is currently available only to developer beta testers and only on devices that can run Apple Intelligence, which includes the iPhone 15 Pro and the entire iPhone 16 lineup. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.